you from the resort, entertainment, and convention center of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, what began on one station in 1966 is now an event in both the United States and Canada that is carried on 200 stations to an audience of more than 100 million people.
Now it's time for Past Week, Next Week with Chris and Paul.
And much, much more.
Welcome, everybody, to Past Week, Next Week. We like to start the show.
Five times.
Now I hear another noise. Did you hear that other?
What noise?
Anyway, we like to start the show with a song that... See, you just messed that one up.
Sorry.
Great.
Yeah. So we like to start the show with a song that basically symbolizes last week. And if you guys can figure this out, then you're... This symbolizes my last week. I'll give you that hint.
Oh, okay.
Here is the Proclaimers with I'm gonna be 500 miles. Official.
This symbolizes your last week.
Yep.
Well, the Proclaimers are skinnier than I remember. You had your birthday this last week.
Friday, yes.
He's going to be 500 years old?
I don't know. Is it birthday related?
Not really.
Okay. You'd walk 500 miles. Man, this is tough.
Young Johnny Depp was a pretty young man.
Yes. Yeah. He was all kinds of handsome. Do you guys remember Benny and June?
I never watched it.
I enjoyed it. Back in the day.
I went to Vegas.
Yeah.
And we walked everywhere.
Oh!
And I was freaking exhausted when I got home. I was so freaking tired.
So, okay. You know what? I don't know if I would have gotten there. So, yeah. Thanks for the help. But did you feel better after? Like, man, I've done my body good. I've stretched my legs. I've moved around.
No.
I've actually expressed through movement gratitude for this vehicle the universe has given me. There was none of that?
No. There was a... What was rough was I was there with one of our sponsors, Lakewood Local.
Yeah.
This segment brought to you by your friends at Lakewood Local.
At the bar and restaurant expo. And it required me to be on my feet for 8 to 10 hours at the convention center.
Whoa.
Walking around... Getting free sample food and alcohol.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and I did that for them. Because I want our sponsors to be happy. Now, do you remember the song, Chris? I know you remember that we were fans of the song.
Oh, yeah.
Because our friend Mike Gover, he's the one that introduced it to me. And then years later, it was in the Johnny Depp movie. Do you remember
that at all? Was it years later?
Yeah.
I don't remember when this movie came out. But I do remember Gover was all into it. And I had the... I had the cassette.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah. I wore it out.
Okay. For extra points, you want to name another Proclaimer song?
I had the tape. There was a song about tears. Teardrops. Teardrops, the Proclaimers. It's true.
It's I don't true. Know. That could be true.
It is. I could even sing it for you, but I'm not going to. Well, was it fun in Vegas?
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay.
Yeah. Well. Time. But I was tired because I walked so much.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a really good movie. I think I want to watch it again now.
Are they a little slow? What was there?
Yeah, I think it's like probably autistic. On the spectrum somewhere, yeah.
That was the Proclaimers with I'm gonna walk 500 miles. And that basically sums up the last week. Because that's... Man, everything's loud today for some reason.
It is.
I don't know what's going on here.
Well,
I have to tell you when I... get to what's going on with me, why it's so loud, I think. But anyway, that was the Proclaimers. That sums up the past week. Welcome to Past Week. Next week with Chris and Paul, starring Boogie and introducing the Texer, and sometimes featuring Brian. And Brian's here today, and we're very excited for that. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
Yay. Yay.
I don't think it's on.
I'm Chris.
What's up, suckers?
I don't know.
How do we do?
And I'm Paul. This is a show where we review the most important things from the past week and get you ready for the next week. I mean, we mess up ourselves anyway. Why are you making it?
We try.
It's your one-stop program to keep you updated. It's your real week review. Just listen to us. You won't need any other information outlet. That's our guarantee. Thanks for listening to us online at kctkradio.com or our Facebook Live at KCTK Radio page. It's easier to download the KCTK Radio smartphone app. If you don't have it, just download it. It's free. Wanted to tell you that kind of a fun story that every week I tell people to download the KCTK Radio app. And then when we were giving it away for free for Chris's birthday, I found out that you have to pay Apple every year to keep your app up. So I had to pay that fee.
So was it not even up when we were giving it away?
Yeah, like a month. There was like a good 3 weeks that it wasn't
available.
Now you could still use it.
Yeah.
But you can't get it for free. So.
Oh, wow. So, wait. So it's free to the people, but it's not free to you.
No. Uh-uh.
Thank you for taking on the financial burden.
Well, with the well-run program that we do here, you can tell. So go ahead. And also, you can give us a call at 913-735-0060. We welcome your participation. Coming up, we have your weekly news quiz, pop culture update, incredible special feature. What's that special feature, Chris?
Yeah, we're going to have an interview with Teresa Garza, and we're going to talk about stadiums here in Kansas City.
She has a unique point of view because she's a former county legislator and a current she's a current alderman in Raytown and has some thoughts on the stadium point of view, and she's not like a paid person. So I thought that'd be interesting to get her insight.
Yeah, and I've always respected her as a leader in the community, so I am curious to hear her thoughts on this.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's great. So we have that, headlines and predictions and much, much more. But first, what's going on? That's what I want to know. Chris, you've had a big week. People are wondering what's going on with you.
Yeah, so many people have asked.
And they always want to know, like, what's going on, but they don't care what's going on unless they hear the what's going on sound.
It's true.
Isn't that weird?
Well, it's like the Pavlovian response. You got to hear the bell. There we go. Now we're salivating.
Oh, good. We can see and featuring Brian.
We sure can. So I had a different week. Traveled for work. So we had sales leadership meeting down in Dallas. It was a lovely time. And I'm kind of proud of myself. I'm going to tell you guys why.
Please.
So, you know, you go to these meetings and they have big dinners for everyone. Well, the last night, they had a big barbecue dinner. Yeah. And I thought, I'm not going to go into this with I'm from Kansas City and I know good barbecue. Oh. This is going to be terrible. I went in with an open mind and my goodness, it was delicious.
Okay.
Some of the best brisket I've ever had in my life.
How was it different?
I think less seasoning, maybe. Like, a less seasoned brisket. I think it's just salt and pepper. Loved it. So I was really proud of myself.
Congratulations, Chris.
Yeah, thank you.
Where were you? What town were you?
Dallas.
Okay.
Yeah.
They do meat down in Dallas.
They know their meat.
All right.
Yeah.
So just like Arby's.
Yeah. Oh, they have the meats. So we went, did the work trip. My God. And I enjoyed it, and it's like, yeah, we can do good things. Like, I know, Boogie, you. I know.
Jesus.
I know. I know you're disappointed right now.
This is horrible.
Yeah.
This is horrible news.
Yeah.
Chris didn't become corporate.
So I'm all pumped up, man. I'm pumped up and excited. So
there's a lot of fun things to see in Dallas,
We didn't really do Dallas. I was thinking this could be any hotel anywhere because we are just in the hotel
you
doing
these
meetings.
You just missed the great line. You didn't do Dallas. I mean, there's a famous movie
called
Chris Does Dallas.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Those are usually my references from back in that time range. But I did keep saying that I'm going through the Big D, and I do mean Dallas.
Oh, boy.
Because that's funny. That's why.
That's great, Chris.
And then, but then I came home. Jane was out of town all week. So
now, how did you handle that without your lovely bride? You did.
Yeah.
You didn't have your shirt on today. I noticed.
I know. Well, you don't know if it's under here or not. It might be.
True.
Yeah. So Jane was gone visiting her cousin in Long Beach. Hello, Caroline. And apparently, they had a great time. They went to see Jimmy Kimmel, and Jane's cousin got up on stage and played games with him, and but I came home to an empty house, and that's weird.
Huh.
Yeah. So, hi, Teresa.
Teresa's in the green room right now.
Yeah.
That's great.
And then, you know, I'm feeling rudderless. I don't have my wife. I don't know how to take care of myself.
Yeah.
And I get invited for a home-cooked meal.
Oh, you did,
huh? I did, yeah, Friday night. So I had a delicious lasagna dinner. Lasagna, Italian sausage, Caesar salad, and cannolis.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds really great. Where'd you have it at?
I had it at your house.
Yes.
Yeah.
My wife made that. And it was delicious.
It was delicious. Thank you.
Brian and Jennifer were also here. Mm-hmm. Jennifer, the first time she ever saw the studio. So she sat here, and I believe that she amped up our game, which is why everything's louder today.
Mm. Oh, yeah. She probably blew the meters right
off.
That
makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a nice evening. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
We missed Jane, and we also missed Whitney.
Yes.
Jack wasn't here either. And
wait a minute.
And also, Boogie wasn't here. You know what? If I was like on the Super Friends, I'd be like, hey, Bruce Wayne, what are you?
Every time.
Hey, Bruce, shut up.
Hey, Clark Kent, are you going to fly over here? Huh?
Man gets all pissed.
Shut up. Shut up, Super Paul.
This guy.
What? What Arthur?
Curry.
Curry? What Arthur Curry?
Wow, you guys are going a little deep. That's Aquaman, right?
It sure is.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
So good. I'm glad you had a good week. I'm glad you had a good trip. I'm glad you're enthused by your corporate
About my job. Corporate servitude.
Yeah, so that's interesting how you were excited by your corporate stuff. Let's go to the other side of life on that and go to Boogie. Boogie, what's been going on with you? Everyone wants to know.
Man, I
get to a point where somebody is that shit.
Oh, wow. Is that a new mashup?
Yeah, it was a little mash, wasn't it?
Yep.
I had a little bit of a boring week. I did not have the corporate shenanigans going on that got me aroused the way
but
that
But you also
Chris
traveled,
did.
Too. We all traveled this week.
We did travel. Mine was a quick one-day travel, but it was for a really good reason, and it was a really good trip. We took JoJo to his first official college visit.
All right.
It was a recruitment trip up to a little small school in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, called Augustana. So, went up there, and I am exhausted.
So you drove up and back in one day?
Yes.
So you could walk 500 miles, too.
I could, yeah. I know exactly what you're feeling.
Yep.
So, yeah, I probably won't be worth a lot today. I'm barely, it's the same.
You're really good at pointing out when things go wrong, though.
That's what
you're
I do.
You're awesome at that.
It's my superpower.
Let me rephrase that. You're really good at when I do something wrong, not necessarily you or Chris.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're very good at that.
Thanks.
So, welcome. You were missed last night.
Yeah. Oh, so I
you were invited.
I was invited, mm-hmm. and I unfortunately couldn't attend. But Nancy was nice enough to cut me a slice of lasagna out. So
nice.
I get to take that home with me today.
And
so
I'll
I'm
say,
excited about
do
that.
You, are you going to take any for Whitney or just kind of like, okay.
I don't think so.
Sometimes lasagna is better. the next day. Oh, yeah. I think so.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depends on, you got to warm it up, right?
You do. You but, do. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so an art. I'm excited. A man that was here last night, he enjoyed it. His name's Brian. We don't have a camera for him, so we're going to go to this visual. I don't know. Brian, welcome.
I don't know if my microphone is on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I don't think.
Tell him where to talk in the side of it.
Yeah, kind
of.
Don't talk in the side. Oh,
talking to the get side, on the mic. Not, but not yeah. on the top.
Get all up in it. I can't
get on the side. Get the side of it, not the tip.
That yeah, looks comfortable.
This is the way to talk. I think the top is the best.
Yeah, okay. That does sound better.
All right. What's going on, Brian? I'm glad you're here.
They could have went so many different directions.
I'm a little frustrated this morning.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was working on a pocket door.
Uh-huh.
It won't come off.
Wow.
Ooh. Oh, no. Yeah,
still in the pocket.
Those tricky pocket doors.
Yeah.
Is it a poly pocket door?
Apparently.
Oh, man.
And I didn't bring my poly pocket purse.
See?
Mm-hmm. Damn. But you had lasagna, so that was good.
I had lasagna, and it was delicious.
What? Hey, so when you and your lovely wife were leaving the place being my house, what'd she say? She has interesting questions. She's very... You can't say anything to Jennifer without her thinking about what you're saying, okay? And since I'm full of it all the time, I think she thought I was being serious most of the time, which I wasn't.
Oh, uh-huh.
But, I mean, is she like, I don't know if you want to hang out with those guys, Brian. Nancy was nice, but they're all part of the mafia since they ate Italian food. Like, what'd she say?
I don't really remember specifics, but later she said that the podcast, the pretend podcast that she did was better than this one.
Whoa.
I'm sure that was accurate.
That's true, though.
She comes into a man's house,
yeah.
eats his food, does a fake podcast in his studio,
mm-hmm.
and then, wow, that's audacious.
But a bit of a gut punch.
Man,
it doesn't insult me at all. I was sitting in my spot. She was sitting in your spot. So that's why it was better. Okay.
Ouch. Oh, yeah. Wow. Now the tables have turned.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's a good. Yeah.
All right. I got to think about this one. Wow.
But did you have a nice week, Brian? That's what I want to know.
Yes. It was a very good week.
Okay. I'm glad. Let's see what the texture. Let's see what the texture has to say. He's always got good stuff.
Does he?
Yeah. Dear past week, next week, do you believe in life after love? Yes, I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Dear past week, next week, perhaps it's loud because you have the volume turned up loud.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, here, leave it to the texter to come up with the simplest, most logical way to go.
Occam's razor he'll pull out.
I had a Smoky Joe sandwich this week from Casey Joe's.
Oh, that sounds good.
Those are really good.
Yeah. Did you have fries with it, Dexter?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, we did. Wait a minute.
What? No.
Brian, were
Shut
you
with up.
Him? Aquaman, were you with him?
Well, but I think that's his own fault.
Oh, yeah. Hey, when you were in Dallas, did you go see Lee Harvey Oswald Experience? That's a question from the texter to Chris, I think.
Yeah, we did not go see the Lee Harvey Oswald Experience.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Put on your VR goggles and go into the library. Avoid Jack Ruby as he comes at you.
And then finally the texter says, dear Lord, bless this gathering. So that's nice.
That's kind.
Hey, a lot of people are wondering, hey, Paul, it was your birthday week.
Yeah.
What happened with you? I went to Vegas. I mentioned that.
You walked
a lot.
I sure did. Thanks for remembering that. And it was, again...
This segment brought to you by your friends at Lakewood Local, your local restaurant and bar for all of your life's fun.
There's going to be some exciting things from Lakewood Local coming up.
Did you guys get some good ideas from it?
Well, the owner did.
Good.
The owner did. Hope you guys like awesome. Good food and good drink.
Yeah, yeah,
I do.
So that was nice, and went to, well, it's interesting because sometimes you do things.
This is going to be good.
Just because it's the right thing to do. And Chris was invited to go because he's one of the major people in our podcast, and he was unable to go.
Yeah.
But Chris, you had a little bit of business that... if I remember right, that you needed my help with.
I did, and I want to thank you. year ago, I was at this same convention, the 2023 version.
Yeah.
And I placed a bet on a certain NFL football team to win the Super Bowl. That team was the Kansas City Chiefs, and they did win.
Yes.
I had my ticket that I was going to turn in, but I messed my dates up on trips. Let's just say that. You stepped in, Paul. You stepped in.
So I took cash in Vegas.
Yeah.
Put it in my own pocket and brought it back to Independence for Chris.
Yeah, and I counted it, not in front of you. I didn't want to insult you, but it was all there.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
What would you call a person who would do something like that?
I don't know. Sure.
So then I came back. It was only there till Wednesday. I came back Wednesday, then went back to work. And then Friday was my birthday. Didn't take the day off because I already had the day off. I had some really fun things planned for my birthday. But then I got a text from somebody.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
He's got another one. Great.
And his name is Chris Whiting. He said, hey, let's go to lunch for your birthday, pal.
Oh, I did that.
Yep.
I did that.
I did that.
So he's a real hero.
Yeah.
And awesome. Gave me a Smashburger.
Yeah, we met at the Smashburger food truck on Nolan Road. Good burgers. Mm-hmm. Good burgers.
When you guys don't know this, but when you're my age, a lot of birthdays, they come and go. I mean, there's so many of them. But this man, he remembered it.
Wow. You've really gone down the rabbit hole on this particular one here.
Clearly someone has Googled songs about heroes.
So that was great. And then on my birthday, I went to the Peanut with my kids, with my daughters. It's so much fun to have adult kids. You can have drinks and
did you have a chicken wing there?
Yeah, I did.
Which one did you go to?
In Mission. Then we went over to the Keyhole, which my friend Brian told me to go to.
Yeah.
It's a little bar. Thanks, Brian. It was nice.
You're welcome.
Then we went to Primrose. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They were as rude as can be. My daughter knows the owner, so I can't say too much, but don't go to the Primrose.
Oh, wow. You just did that.
Yeah.
What is the Primrose?
It's a little speakeasy in Mission, and I walked in, and the lady was completely rude. And there really wasn't a lot of room anyway, so my daughter says to me, my daughter Madeline says, Larry David, let's leave. But then we went to Soli's.
Yeah.
This is a Larry David moment that I had that I wanted to share with you guys. Walked into the men's room.
Mm-hmm.
Who here has been to a men's room at a bar?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. You guys all have, right?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of room in there to stand, right?
Yeah, right.
So when you wait, what do you do?
I mean, kind of wait right outside the door if there's not enough room in there.
But inside you wait and you're
stand back.
So I'm standing there. I am maybe 12 feet away from a guy. And he says, move. You can't stand behind me. I can't go if you're standing there looking at me.
No way.
And I said, dude, I'm not looking at you. I'm standing here waiting for the next stall. No, you need to move. It's going to take me forever. I go, I'm not moving. You weirdo. He goes, you look at me. I go, hey, fuck you. I'm not looking at you. I'm waiting for the next stall. Well, go wait over there. I go, there's no room. It's a small bathroom. So then someone else, then he couldn't go. Then another stall opened, so I went.
What?
And then I'm yelling at the guy. You know those Larry David moments in Curb Your Enthusiasm where he's yelling and you like, man, that doesn't happen in real life. Yeah, that was me yelling at this guy.
Oh, God. Wow.
And sound like an old man, but in the olden days, we would lock the door and say, now you just can't leave and beat the shit out of the guy. But we don't do that anymore because it's wrong.
I've seen that movie. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So then I go to the other stall. He's still in there. The guy walks. Another guy walks out that was in there. And so I'm walking. And then I grab the guy. I go, dude, was I out of line? I mean, he was just laughing his ass off. He goes, no, that weirdo, that was hilarious.
I didn't know that people really did that. Like, they can't go if they...
I used to have that. I had bashful bladder.
You can't pee if you think someone's looking at you.
Yeah. Would you badger someone at somewhere if someone was standing behind you? No. That's called natural. Wait, here we go. Sorry. That's like natural. That's everywhere.
Yeah.
Rolls game, Chiefs game, whatever.
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid. The troughs at the old stadiums. Oh, that was brutal for me. But I got over it. But yeah.
I thought it was hilarious.
So the guy just left. He couldn't pee, so he just left the bathroom?
No, he just stood there.
Wow.
Waiting to go. He's got some issues.
Poor fella.
Yeah. Felt sorry for him.
Well, bless his heart.
So anyway, that was a fun thing. And then, you know, for my birthday, I wanted to see my kids. And then I told my wife we need to make dinner for my friends because I wanted an event that weekend.
Oh, that's nice.
So it was nice of you guys to come. I understand, Boogie, you weren't able to go. And it was great that Brian and Jennifer were there. And it was really good food.
Yeah.
My wife does the Italian food up good. And
yeah.
It was just a nice evening. And again, you went to the chicken extravaganza at Brian's house.
Yes.
We didn't get too crazy. It's like a nice, fun.
It's like we're have a couple drinks or something.
Not get too.
Yeah.
So that was nice. And then, but I have a little problem in my upstairs bathroom where the pocket door is broken.
Mm-hmm.
And a man named Brian is a hero who's going to help me fix that thing, if not fix it himself.
Well, so you think.
But he's trying.
Yeah. And that's all you can ask.
Yeah. And he's a real hero. I can't see him. I don't know exactly what he's doing.
Well, he's touched. He's touched by your sentiment.
He's blushing.
Okay. Yeah, a little tear running down his cheek.
Hey, guys, we do a lot of, we do the news quiz. We do special features. But let's go to our special feature because we have a very special guest.
Yes.
And I don't know if you want to give a little bit of background what's going on here in Kansas City about the stadium, Chris.
I mean, I can give just a little overview. The Royals want to move downtown and are asking, the Chiefs and Royals are asking for a sales tax extension to fund upgrades to Arrowhead and then moving the Royal Stadium downtown. So the vote's coming up for that sales tax extension, and there's two main camps. There's the, we got to keep them here, let's do this, let's fund this, and then there's the other camp of, no, let's not help billionaires by subsidizing their stadiums with public funds.
So we have a special feature with a special guest.
Yeah.
Teresa Garza, who's a alderman in Raytown. I don't know what district, Teresa.
Ward 4.
And a former legislature member of the Jackson County Legislature. See, I'm nervous because we have a real community leader here.
Yes.
But I was having a conversation with her, and she gave me some insight that I thought was really good because I kind of fell in the camp of why are we paying money for these rich billionaires?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's undeniable that you could have some problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other economic influences there. And so I asked Teresa to be on, and I love her so much. She's a great leader. I was the one that said, Biden, retire. We got Garza.
Really? I don't remember you saying.
Me too.
And you even said, I think before Teresa could hear you, that you have always respected her, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how are you, Teresa?
Yeah. So here she is, Teresa.
Chris, it's good to see your face.
Yeah, good to see your to see your face, I have to look this way, so then I'm off camera. Right. But anyway.
Well, I was just thinking, I see you on Facebook, so it's nice to see you outside of Facebook.
Yeah, for sure. You too. And hey, did I do a good enough job with the context there, setting up the issue?
Yeah, and when Paul and I met and talked, I mean, I'm still gathering some information, trying to figure out where I'm at. So I'm not really in 100% of either one, but I know some of the background history because of being on the legislature, which was the conversation we had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so the Jackson County government messed up assessments, not responsive and some things. People are pretty upset. And then here comes, oh, by the way, the county wants you to give more money for the stadiums,
yeah,
or extend the tax increase. But the plan is that it would be a downtown baseball park,
mm-hmm,
in the, they call it the Crossroads, but it really isn't. It's downtown.
Yeah, it's just right there where the old, yeah, Kansas City printing press, yeah, building is.
And so the
right.
Royals would move there, Star. And then the Chiefs would take over all of the Truman Sports Complex,
mm-hmm,
and do fun stuff, I'm, yeah, assuming. Display all of their Super Bowl trophies. Am I right, fellas?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. High five.
Okay. And so... So my question to Teresa, you can, I asked you this before, but how does that like affect areas like, I don't know, Raytown that's close by, if the Royals, yeah, leave?
Well, and I think because where it sits, people often think that it's part of Raytown, but it's still Kansas City, mm-hmm, and it is adjacent directly to Independence and to Raytown. You know, they, yeah, surround it, that area, and it gets kind of strange where it's all cut up out there.
Mm-hmm.
But it does have an impact. I mean, you know, 2006 was when this tax was first passed, and that's when they put the initial, like, community benefits agreements in, which were really more focused on, I don't remember, I was trying to think the other day of what all was included in those, but I know it was at the time one of the largest MBE, WBE requirements for any project when it came to the construction work.
Okay.
And so there was some controversy even back then because people didn't think they'd be able to meet those goals, but they, you know, succeeded them.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a couple of other things, but all of that plays into it. You also have in that area around the stadium, people don't realize that it is actually set up and structured like a CID, a community improvement district. And so it's within, I think, a mile and a half or so around that stadium. Just no development's ever really taken place. I think it's because you've got two teams at the table. You've got, you know, state, city, everybody at the table trying to figure out what makes the most sense for that area.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this, you know, moving maybe the Royals out, because they've said since this new investment group purchased them that was going to happen. So we knew that was coming no matter, yeah, what. They wanted to be downtown. But what does that look like for that whole area? How does it impact Independence? How does it impact Raytown, especially when we have, you know, our restaurants and hotels and stuff that people stay in and utilize when they're going into the games? So that is an impact.
But if they revitalize it, I don't know if that's the right word, but if the Chiefs do something and they have even a small concert venue and different, mm-hmm, things, it could very possibly be a boom to the area. Right?
Right. From an economic, yeah, because I mean, this is a sales tax. Yeah. I know some people, you know, think it's maybe tied somehow to property taxes. At least that's one of like the flyers I got in the mail recently. And I was like, this has nothing to do with property taxes. This is a sales tax. So yes, all of us are going to pay it when we go to the store, but you also have a lot of people that come in from out of state. You have a lot of season ticket holders from Kansas and Nebraska and Iowa who pay it when they purchase, mm-hmm, their tickets, when they come to the stadium and they buy all their concessions, when they come in on a Saturday because the game's on a Sunday and they stay the night in the hotels. Ooh. So all of that is captured also from a sales tax sense, or from a sales tax standpoint.
Glad those Bills fans have to pay.
Yeah.
I hate them.
Take that, Bills Mafia.
So what, some of the objections I've heard to the stadium going downtown for the Royals is parking. And yep. They've done a study. There's enough street parking, and they're not building a parking structure.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is like, I don't know, man, where are we going to park? But you know who does this all the time? It's called cities. Okay? We live in this community where we have all these amazing highways, and we're just – I don't have sidewalks in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Everything is built for cars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, cities don't do that. They just park the car on the side, or they use public transportation. And so some of the objections have been parking and the public transportation. So my question for you, Teresa, when they were, I know you went to meetings where they're trying to get you on board and tell you all about this. What'd they say about public transportation?
I mean, the streetcar expansion obviously is always talked about and how that's going to help and assist because people then can park farther out along the streetcar and take that in. I mean, but you're right. Like other cities do it all the time. St. Louis with the Cardinals, Denver with their baseball team, Chicago with their baseball team. And they, you know, and they're looking more at, so for years, there has been this focus on transit oriented development, which means that any artery that travels along like a bus route or some kind of public transportation, you don't necessarily have to have a parking structure. Back, you know, back when they used to put up office buildings and stuff, they'd also have to build a garage.
Yeah.
Now they count the street parking as part of, like, if you have an office space that's, you know, so many square footage and they have to have 1.2, let's say it's, you know, 1200 square footage or whatever, and you have to have like 1.5 parking spaces per square footage. Well, you can count all the street parking now, and that takes away from you having to build either a flat surface lot or a structural building. And so that has been a move in Kansas City for a while, towards transit oriented development.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what they're looking at. That's what they're taking into consideration, is that when they look at it from that standpoint, there is enough parking within a 10-minute walk from the stadium where people can park, or they can park and hop on the streetcar, and that covers it.
Yeah.
It's a totally different, you know, way in which we've done it in the past, especially for our area.
Yeah, our point of view of driving is just a little backwards.
And well, we're
spoiled.
That's it. We're spoiled here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I was just in Dallas last week, and
you were going through the Big D.
Yeah, and I do mean Dallas. Okay. But yeah.
Dallas, not
but
Big D.
My gosh.
Well, I don't know.
Knock on wood.
I don't know.
Teresa just won cool points.
Yeah.
Oh, she always brings cool points to the table.
Okay.
But yeah, just getting around Dallas was hellish compared to how easy it is to get around our city. It really is.
Now, your daughter Molly has discovered the bus, right?
Yeah.
And they say it's the best thing ever, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. They've started taking, like, they took the bus to the Chiefs parade. Didn't want to have to mess with finding a parking spot. And then afterwards, we're like, oh, my God, Dad, the bus is awesome. I just hop on. It's free. There's a stop right by my apartment.
And those old guys are like, what?
Yeah.
The bus?
Yes. Are there chickens on there?
But that is like this whole generation, right, of younger people. They don't necessarily want cars. They want to be able to get back and forth and walk there. So they don't, a lot of times they don't even have cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, if you worry about public transportation, right, and we need more of it in Kansas City, and you keep building parking lots, you're kind of defeating the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You're only going into the way that we drive around.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, the businesses, there's a lot of businesses that say they're going to go out of business if you take over the Kansas City Star printing press, which they don't use anymore.
Well, I think
thoughts on that, guys.
I mean, I
guess I shoot Teresa, but just,
well, it's going to be more than just the printing press building, right? There are a certain amount of businesses that are going to be displaced because
there's like 22 or something, I think, somewhere around that number.
Now, I saw something in a very reliable source called TikTok.
Oh.
And it said that the what's the name of the coffee shop over there across the street on Grand? Big coffee
Messenger? Shop. Messenger.
Was going to be closed down, and the Brick. Well, it isn't.
It's not.
It doesn't go that far.
Yeah.
And so I think there's
it's
a little.
Like Grand to Oak.
To 17th.
And then from
17th is the southern boundary. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of misinformation out there too about that. Mm-hmm. And there will be businesses moved.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it, I got outraged when I read the Kansas City Star's editorial about how terrible it is that we're giving tax incentives for a business there. But that big empty printing press that they used maybe 5 years, 6 years.
I don't know.
They got a lot of tax incentives for doing that.
Yeah.
They didn't mention that. I know it's a new owner. I'll give you that, Kansas City Star.
And that's fair.
And all the idiots who used to run the place are gone. Mm. So
Yeah.
I'll give you a little bit of grace there. But
well, and I think I was going to say, I read recently on a, I don't know if you're familiar with it, Flatland, Kansas City. It's like an online news.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I read on there because they had an article about, it was like titled like Royals Ballpark Gains Momentum or Support or something in the Crossroads. And part of that is people, I mean, I understand there's businesses in some of these buildings. A lot of them are the tenants and leasing, not necessarily the property owner. Mm-hmm. And so if the teams are negotiating with the property owner, not the tenants, I mean, if I was a tenant, I would be like, hold on, I want to be at the table.
Yeah,
what
sure.
are you going to help me? How yeah. you know, are you going to buy me out from my lease? Are you going to help me to relocate? Are you going to provide, like, what is the benefit of me also, or what's going to benefit me as a business owner to help me continue to thrive and be sustainable yeah. long term? Because the property owner at the end of the day can sell, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're the tenant, be part of that conversation. Make sure that you're getting what you need in order to continue to succeed and thrive.
Right.
Now, Teresa, you said you're not 100% in either camp. So what are your hesitations with the sales tax extension?
Not so much hesitation. It's just, again, and I think both of you kind of probably know this. I'm kind of nerdy. I'll read as much as I can, get as much information. Again, I know some of the history. I've had individuals call me and ask me about, like, you know, the CBA that was put in place in 2006 versus now, just that type of stuff. And just trying to make sure that I have all the facts and I'm not just reading all the information I'm being bombarded with from, you know, both sides. Just making sure it's factual, like making sure I know I went and checked, because I wanted to see what was the impact when the Rams pulled out of St. Louis. I know some of the dynamics are different and everything, but the team still left, right?
Right.
And what was that economic impact to St. Louis? And it was pretty significant, not just to St. Louis, but statewide. It was like $15 million. Because you have to remember, even though, you know, you can make the argument, yes, they're billionaires, they're also paying. Like if they're working more than 50% of the time in Kansas City, they're paying an earnings tax. They're paying their, if they own something that they live in and stay in when they're here, like the ball players do and some of the football players, you know, then they're paying their property taxes. So yes, I mean, I get it. I'm definitely not a billionaire. I'm not a millionaire. I'm not none of those things. But I think I do have a background in business, and I try to look at it from that perspective and what is the impact and how do we make sure that if this is happening, what are the benefits to the community and what, you know, how do we get the most out of it?
That's awesome. And I bet your constituents really appreciate that.
She's not a millionaire.
Or a billionaire. No, that you're not just jumping. You're not jumping on slogans, or, you know, you're digging in to make sure you understand, as, and I know everybody votes on this, but your opinion matters to people. So thanks.
Well, just the background and the knowledge and her leadership.
Yeah.
Now I kind of have the hesitation of why are we paying for their business, but that's kind of how sports goes in the last 50 years.
Yeah.
If you want to be a big time city,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. put on your big boy pants and pull it up, and you're going to tighten it up and then cinch it up. And then
I don't know where you're going.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a lot of ups.
I'm not done. It's you have to pulling, tighten it up,
pull it and pull tug it, in it and like tug it up.
And you have to do,
You have to.
Now you look at Oakland, who didn't want to do any of that.
Yeah.
And they're going to lose both their teams. Yeah. I don't know Oakland. Yeah. I don't know enough about it. But if they say it's not good for our community, then they don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
If we say the same thing, then we lose the Royals. Okay?
Right.
Is that good or bad? I don't know. But the point is, we have to – this is how it goes if you want to keep a Major League Baseball team and football team for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and honestly, we're still – we're one of – well, we I think we are now the smallest market when
for
it comes
baseball.
To
– yeah.
Well, and football, right?
Okay.
I think even football. I think we're one of the smallest markets.
We are one of the. So, Green Bay may be smaller. Yeah.
But they may include Milwaukee with that, too.
So. Yeah.
Yes. But we're up there, like, in one of the smallest markets for the NFL. We are the smallest for baseball.
Mm-hmm.
That plays into it because NFL franchises look at that. And when you've got other states and communities and cities recruiting heavily for a team –
Yes.
You know, the possibility is there.
But with that said, I'm not one that says, oh, God, we have to be St. Louis or we have to be Chicago. Mm-hmm. We do our own thing. And these are two teams that I think probably deserve a little bit of grace that they've been good citizens throughout.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It scares me to think what Kansas City would be without those teams.
Yes.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Well, and I say good citizens. I mean, the Hunt family, they're billionaires, okay? So they're getting theirs. They're not doing it all out of the kindness of their heart.
Yeah.
But compared to other owners of other places, and then even the guy that owns the Royals now. Mm-hmm. I think it's Sherman and Peabody. he's a Kansas City guy.
Yeah.
So...
Mm-hmm.
Well, you look at the history of the Hunts. I mean, Hunt Midwest, Worlds of Fun. They're definitely made an impact on this community for a long time.
Right. Well, and then you look at also the foundations. Both teams have a foundation, and the dollars that they put from the foundations into the community, as well as, you know, several of the players that have foundations that have put the dollars back into the community as well.
And the intangible. I mean, how much fun have we had with the Chiefs?
Oh, my gosh.
How much fun did we have when the Royals were winning?
Yeah.
How much fun did we have complaining about the Royals sucking?
Yeah. Oh, that was so fun.
Yeah.
I still do that.
I know. But, you know, back in the dark days with the Chiefs, I was still a fan. I mean, I grew up as a Chiefs fan, right? Mm-hmm. That was my grandpa, my dad, my uncles.
Yeah.
It's just part of who we are.
By the way, Teresa, this is Boogie. You had a question, didn't you?
No, I was just going to say it was interesting when Teresa said that we were, if not the smallest market, and ironically right now we're the smallest market with the biggest team.
Yes, that's right.
And you know what I mean? And it's just ironic that that's the situation that we're in. And I mean, I don't think the Chiefs are talking about leaving, but...
No, I don't think they are, but they could...
But it's interesting that, you know, some larger market could start courting them, perhaps.
Yeah. Right.
Here's another... I'll give you a little story. It was my first week in the legislature. My friend Trent Skaggs says, hey, you should co-sponsor this bill called the Missouri Downtown Economic Development Act. MODESA is what they called it. I don't know what that is. You need to co-sponsor it. So I found out it helps downtowns, specifically for Kansas City, where they could do some things through some tax incentives and some other structures where they can build a downtown arena. Ooh. I'm like, okay, I'll be one of the co-sponsors. There's a million co-sponsors. It's not like a big deal if they needed me. But at the time, they said they're going to build a downtown arena. And I said, cool. What NBA team are we going to have? Oh, we don't have one. What about NHL? No, we don't have one. I said at the time, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. This thing will never happen. It won't happen. No one will ever go down there. Because downtown, no one goes downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And without a big tenant, this is stupid. Okay? Well, what have we found from downtown? It's a fun place to go now.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. So many concerts and stuff. Yeah.
People live there now again.
Restaurants.
I don't know the economic impact of Kansas City. If they would have a few years ago... done the right thing and got a really good council member on there. She could have told us, but I don't know if the books worked out, but I know that it brought a lot of energy and a lot of fun to Kansas City. And so when now let me give you another example of when I saw the Bean in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
I thought this is the stupidest thing ever. It's the biggest.
Right.
It's the biggest thing in Chicago, it's the number one tourist attraction.
Wow.
I would have been the guy said, elected official said, no, this is so stupid. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, why are we putting a big silver bean in the middle
right.
of the city?
I got pictures right now on my phone of me standing
of
there.
Of course you do.
Holding the bean.
Right.
Why did I do that?
Because you loved it.
You were there. You were in Chicago.
I was there.
So
yeah.
If you build the baseball stadium next to, it's going to be right next to the Sprint, T-Mobile. Is that Boogie? Mm-hmm. Is that okay? Sorry.
Sure.
I know you work for them. The Boogie Arena.
Oh.
They know what they're doing. They're not going to schedule things the same time.
Mm-hmm.
The same parking. It's going to be the same issue of parking, right? You're going to park, and then you're going to go, where's our event? T-Mobile or at the I don't know what they'll call the stadium. I suggested the Garza Stadium.
Oh, that's incredible. I'd go. Yeah. At least the Garza Field.
Garza Field, okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
So do you think with the momentum the Chiefs, despite our, you know, market size, do you think the momentum the Chiefs currently has behind them, as well as whatever happens with the Royals, if they get back on track, that we could perhaps attract an NBA team?
Ooh.
You know, that's a great question. That
yeah, that is a good question.
Our expert can answer.
Wouldn't that be awesome,
Chris?
Oh no, people that listen to this show know. So I'm no expert.
Who sucks really bad right now in the NBA?
Pelicans? I don't know.
I'd love it if the Kings would come back, but that's just fine. That would be awesome. Yeah.
That would be the best.
I don't follow NBA enough to even know if that's
here's.
A thing.
I think if it were to happen,
I don't either.
It would be because of Mahomes. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. He would be the person who could potentially make it happen. Mm-hmm. But
by the way, the KC Current Stadium,
looks
beautiful.
Oh yeah.
I can't find tickets to go anytime this summer.
Yeah, I drove
which
home
is frustrating.
From the airport Thursday night and it was lit up so pretty.
They did nothing with parking there either.
Yeah.
Correct.
Because that's the way you do things now, I guess, in the city.
Yeah.
Well, they have some parking. It's really expensive, but they do have some parking. But most people are parking elsewhere and walking or Ubering or
lifting
to get there.
That's the other thing too. I'm sure it was factored in, but people are Ubering and lifting. And I will say, I notice the younger generation. If they're going to an event where they're going to be drinking, like a baseball game or something, they don't drive. They're taking Ubers now, which that's good.
So I have to...
As opposed to our generation.
Yeah. Well, I'm not casting stones at anyone. About that now. But,
So for me, I'm going to vote yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I do have some concerns. I think it was rushed out. I don't know from what you take the county executive as what he says, they didn't do a good enough job to show him the numbers enough, but I think he probably would have been against it anyway.
Yeah.
So they moved it quick. That always scares me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And things aren't perfect. And I can tell you as a former elected official, and Chris, you were a former elected official, if I
correct.
Remember right.
Yes.
The whole, like, my daughter is one of the generation says, well, we don't have good public transportation. Our streets aren't perfect. So we shouldn't spend money on this money on that. As if you say no.
Then the streets are automatically going to be better.
Then the elected officials are going to go, okay, I got the message. I'm going to do the right thing and do everything right. No.
Yeah.
But they're all a bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
Except for them right
there. Right. No, they're all.
And I was going to be a yes no matter what.
Really?
I'm just too much of my civic pride with our city is wrapped up in these teams, and I'm going to vote yes.
I do not like the it's held over our head, they're going to leave thing. But I also think that's just the way it is, man.
If
you
want to
play the game, that's it.
I think that's like, that's just the reality in this day and age when it comes to the sports community and the landscape.
So how would you wrap this up, Teresa Garza? Tell us. Then you can go on with your day and forget this ever happened to you.
Yeah, I just think it's important that people make sure that they're getting a balanced information and not just one side or the other, and really researching it to make sure that they understand all the nuances of it. And again, I was at the county when we did the last, when they did their renovations and everything. So there are a lot of nuances to the contracts. There's two different teams you're dealing with, which changes the dynamics to a degree. It's not one group because it is under the sports authority. So just make sure you're kind of researching. If you have questions, you're trying to get your questions answered.
And I don't know if you were just there as a legislator or you were involved more, if it was your bill, I don't know, but they did, that worked out good. We got a all-star game out of it.
Mm-hmm.
The stadium's are great.
Yeah.
Right.
And things change. I mean, how long ago was that? You were 18 when you were doing that, Teresa, I remember, right?
Right. No, it was 2006 when they did it, and then I rolled on in 2007. So I was there throughout the entire renovation and dealing with, you know, the sports authorities and all the construction and everything for that duration.
So nice work.
Yeah, my name's on a plaque. I hope they take the plaque with my name on it to the stadium.
Yeah, I hope they do, too. All right. Well, there's our friend Teresa Garza. Thank you, Teresa.
Yay.
The truth is, I don't really give a shit about the stadium. I want Teresa on our podcast because she's an expert in things, and she's a delight.
She just classed the show up.
Brian, I don't know where Brian is.
You can't see him.
I can't see him.
He exists, though. Trust me.
Do you have any questions, Brian?
Do you think?
Oh, that's right. You don't live in Jackson County. No, go ahead, Brian. Yeah.
Do you think a sad song is less effective with an up-tempo beat?
That sounds like a texture song. No, Brian, last night your wife said something very about the stadiums. It was very wise.
Oh.
It was so wise I can't remember exactly what it was.
I don't remember either.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't listening.
Something about we've done it this way for 50 years, so what? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that's, somebody asked me that. They're like, I'm like, we're already paying it. I mean, we've been paying it.
Yeah.
The other side keeps saying it's a new tax, but I'm like, this is, you could say that about every tax,
that's
right?
True.
The earnings tax, when it expires, then it becomes a new tax because you passed it again. Mm-hmm. But I mean, is it better to do it for, you know, every 10 years or just do it for one big lump year instead of coming back every 10, 20 years? I don't know.
Well, thank you, Teresa Garza. We're looking forward to your campaign for president 28.
I guess that would be it. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's not happening.
Yeah. We're all for that.
Yeah, sure. You all say that.
No, but we appreciate your leadership and your friendship. And thanks for being patient with us.
Yeah, okay. Great to see you.
Same here. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
There goes Teresa Garza, who is an expert at all things. No, I'm getting.
If she does ever run for president, how is she going to hide the fact that she was on this stupid show? That's going to hurt her.
Oh yeah, things live on the internet forever.
That's going to hurt her really bad in the future.
Oh wow.
Yeah, we might have screwed this one up.
Yeah, let's see what the texter had some good stuff to say during the interview.
I'm sure he did.
Oh
wow.
Boy, he was busy.
Yes, he was.
Jeez.
There we are.
When in Vegas, does the vegans?
Oh.
There's approximately 900 people watching Facebook Live.
That cannot be true.
Pee in the sink, I think it was my story. Yeah. Stage fright is a real phobia. I'm happy to see the Playgirl picture are back on the wall behind you. Those are the Beatles.
Oh.
It's all downtown. There's your answer. Fourth Ward is his favorite ward.
Oh.
Ward Cleaver is his next favorite. The texture says I'm all in, but I will not share what side I'm in favor of. Okay. I've heard the Arrowhead will host football games. That's true. And football games.
Oh.
Both of them. The main thing that the bill focuses on was funding for kids.
Huh.
You know what's funny? Every single stupid tax thing is, what is it good for the kids?
Yeah. Think about the children.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Renovate is the word you are looking for. Thank you. Ike is the president who built the highway system that you love. Hey, you know, I was watching some history on the History Channel about Ike.
Uh-huh.
They did the highway system. I always thought this is one of the greatest things we've ever did in our country.
That we ever have done.
Ever had. And it was a Republican President Ike and a Democratic Congress. Guess what?
What?
We made us more dependent on fossil fuel and two other things. They would decide to put the highway right down where the poor people live, the minorities live. So they draw all them out and then use that as a dividing point of where minorities could live and not live.
So it was like a redlining kind of thing?
They use it as a redlining thing too.
Huh.
So I don't know, Ike.
Yeah, that's the appropriate sentiment.
I don't know if I like Ike that much. And also, it was also since you could go to suburbs, white flight happened, which only increased the poverty in the inner cities.
Wow.
Way to go, Ike.
Yeah.
They like the U-turn in Dallas.
Huh.
I don't know if that's true or not. People who use the bus are freeloading liberals. That's true. I would say that about Molly. I saw Molly. She came. She visited me in my office.
Oh, uh-huh.
They visited.
Yes. I know. You're trying, and I appreciate it. Yeah.
They said not only were it was no drink January, dry January, they weren't going to spend any money either.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Molly did no spend January.
So
I was getting some pics from Molly toward the end of the month of some interesting dinners because Molly was just whatever was in the freezer or the pantry was what was going to be a meal. So I like Eggos and tuna and just weird stuff, you know.
So Molly is that freeloading liberal. Salamander Tez is one small business that is against the stadium.
Not familiar.
You know, I think Salamander Ted's or Swordfish Charlie's, either one of them, I feel like they're going to be even doing better.
Yeah.
But change is always scary.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come.
Milwaukee is an
Algonquin.
Algonquin for the good land.
I think you need to say it. It's actually pronounced Milwaukee. Okay. Is that correct? Yeah. Okay.
Bird scooters are popular downtown. That's true. Ride share is a popular way to to say it without giving free advertisement.
Oh, to a specific ride share company. Okay. I should have thought about that.
I'm sorry that I said Uber and Lyft. I would like to apologize to everybody.
Oh, man.
Hey, let's do the news quiz real quick, and then we'll take a break because we've been having so much fun. The news quiz, we go through some of the news that happened in the last week, and we get all the answers right. But two big things, and I wonder if it will be part of this quiz because this comes out on Friday, but two big things happened.
Yeah.
First of all, the sad news from Kate Middleton.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm scared for Kate.
I haven't heard.
She is diagnosed with cancer, going through cancer treatment, but doesn't say what kind of cancer she has.
Yeah.
That's why she's been. And what we know about cancer is how hideous it is. It takes our loved ones, and some are more manageable than others nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Was this like breaking news or
just
was it
like
on Friday? Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't an announcement from her camp, though.
From her. From
her. Okay. Okay.
She did a little video.
Okay.
And I mean, it's touched everyone's life, cancer. Knowing the kind of cancer makes me unfortunately think, oh, okay, this is manageable. This isn't. Isn't that bad of me to do that, I think?
I'm not sure I follow what you're saying.
Colon cancer's rough.
Uh-huh.
Breast cancer is manageable.
Mm-hmm.
Early stages of prostate cancer is manageable.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think she has.
You don't think she has prostate?
I'm not a doctor.
Okay.
I'm not a doctor. But pancreatic cancer.
So what you're saying, you think it's a not as manageable type of cancer.
I don't know that. I want to know.
Oh.
And then my first thought is I want to know that. Then the second thought is you don't know anyway. It could be colon cancer and it's manageable. You don't know.
Oh.
You just know what your experience. Yeah.
Well, in the absence of information, we make up stories. You know?
So I thought that was kind of sad.
Yeah.
I think her kids are adorable.
Mm-hmm. Well, how would you know? They're always photoshopped.
Yeah, but they're cute. Yeah, I guess just with that bald idiot that she's married to, I figured.
Hey, she married Chris? Wait a minute.
Okay, and then the other thing was this tragedy in Russia, Moscow.
Mm.
130 people were killed
at
a concert. ISIS took responsibility for that terrorist attack.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And I'm thinking, well, Russia, who's behind all the problems we have here in the U.S.
Yeah.
Hmm. And then I think ISIS, I thought Donald Trump said he got rid of ISIS.
Here's the thing, though. It's coming out of Russia, so you really have no idea.
Then I saw Putin on the news today. He says, well, it's ISIS has claimed responsibility, but he really thinks it's the Ukraines.
Well, yes.
I think, you son of a bitch.
Mm.
I don't know. So I don't know who did it. You can't trust anything that happened there. It's terrible that these people went to a concert and got killed the way they did. But is it really ISIS? And is he just trying to use it as a reason to go after Ukraine more and more?
Yeah.
It's a crazy world.
It's nutty.
So anyway, let's do the news quiz. And this is topical. Which fruit is in the U.S. contains the most amount of pesticides?
Oh, wow. I'm going to guess.
Kiwi, pineapple, strawberries, watermelon.
I don't know why, but I think strawberries.
I was thinking strawberries,
I do, too.
Popcorn.
Oh, nope, it's not popcorn. It is actually strawberries. Strawberries topped this year's Dirty Dozen list. It ranked at the fruits and vegetables contaminated with the most pesticide. All right.
Huh. It's weird that we all thought strawberries except for Brian, who thought popcorn, though. Why would we all automatically go to that? That's weird.
Yeah.
I can tell you why.
Can you see, Chris?
Uh-huh. A kiwi, a pineapple, and a watermelon, don't they all have like a protective covering?
That's exactly
They've got a hard candy shell.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Which global leader secured a fifth term in office this week?
It was close, but I think it was Putin.
Putin, yeah. He's loved. if you don't like him, you get killed.
Yeah.
He's very popular.
And unfortunately, he's the only one that could have a decent vote total against Trump and the Republican Party.
Sadly, it's true. Yeah.
But he would never run for president in the Republican Party because that'd be a demotion since he runs the Republican Party. He's their boss already. Yeah, he's a bad person, everyone. Mm-hmm. Okay. Roughly how many migrants encounters occurred at the U.S.-Mexican border last year?
Oh, my gosh.
Six.
50,000, 250,000, 500,000, 2.5 million. Do you think they're tricking us with this 2.5 million?
I don't know. I kind of feel like it might be the 2.5 million. Yeah,
just do it. Yep.
Yeah.
You guys are correct again. I mean, you never miss.
No.
There's around 2.5 million migrants encountered at the U.S.-Mexican border last year, according to the Department of Homeland Security estimates, amid a battle over controversial immigration law. A new report shows. Here's another thing that these. When Trump tries to put up a wall and rips you from your family,
mm-hmm.
and then Biden says, well, I mean, we're not going to do a wall. That's not effective. And we're not going to rip you from your family. But that's when they start coming.
What do you mean?
They're coming because of Trump, because he said, the fact that he's was so messed up in his policies, they're coming before he gets reelected.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, wow.
So it's like a mad dash right
now. It's a mad dash.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what you do about the border.
Well, I think the solution is that Congress actually does something and changes some of those laws, maybe the bipartisan thing that they talked about before that Trump was against, maybe changing the immigration laws, the quotas, everything, but they just won't do it.
Yeah.
So now what do we have? One president tries to be humane. One president tries to be not humane, I guess.
Yeah.
And it goes back and forth.
Yeah.
And it's a mess.
Oh, it's a mess.
I would like to see President Biden be a little more upfront about it. Mm-hmm. More lean into, I'm the president, I need to do some stuff. But he's just not that way. He's never going to be like that, guys. Okay?
All right.
I need to get over it.
I guess I'll give it up.
Number four. Which state will soon be blanketed by a rainbow of wildflowers? Arizona, California, Nevada, California. Utah.
California.
I'm sensing Super California.
Bloom. I'm hearing, California. I hear somewhere California.
Let's see.
It is California. Whoa. Very good, Brian.
Wow.
Brian did it. He did it right. California will soon be decorated with vivid wildflowers after drenching winter rain set the stage for a spectacular super bloom.
I did not know about this.
That's nice.
Wasn't that your nickname in college?
What, Super Bloom?
Super Bloom.
And the last question, we have 4 on 4 already. Which tech company received a $8.5 billion grant from the White House this week?
Whoa.
I don't know this one.
I don't know this one either. What are our...
Intel, Texas Instruments, Microsoft, NVIDIA?
NVIDIA?
Netflix.
Go back up. What's the question? Which tech company received...
I think it's NVIDIA because I never heard of them before.
Aren't they like video... Are they processors or...
Graphics cards or something?
Graphics cards, something like that. I mean, I don't think it's Texas Instruments.
Are they trying to, maybe they're trying to breathe life back into
maybe
it.
Maybe they are. I'm good with it? NVIDIA. Yeah.
Oh, it was Intel, folks. Oh. Sorry, that was on me. All on me. President Biden announced one of the biggest federal investments in U.S. microchip manufacturing on Wednesday, $8.5 billion grant to giant Intel.
Wow.
They have the most advanced kind of chips there ever has been.
Is that what it said?
I think so. So that was 4 out of 5. That was great. It was awesome. We got them all right again.
Seems contradictory.
Yeah. we live in a different world nowadays. Mm-hmm. Alternative facts. Yeah. And that was the news quiz. So let's take a quick break. We've been talking a long time. We bothered Teresa, and we bothered Brian. So we'll be back with more Past Week next week with Chris and Paul starring Boogie and introducing the Texter and sometimes featuring Brian. I think that's how we say it, right?
Yeah, that's close enough.
I like that.
Somehow walked out of the Zoom meeting.
Looking at the past 7 days, so you don't have to. You could join in on the experiment by calling or texting us at 913-735-0060.
We've been told that perfect mornings exist for the lucky few. That morning people own the waking hours. But the truth is, mornings belong to all of us. Your mornings are what you make of them. Takes is saying yes. Starbucks morning yes.
Look for Starbucks coffee in a grocery store near you, then sit back and enjoy the exceptional taste of Starbucks at home.
Hi, this is Chickless Goose from Counterclockwise KC. Listen to our program each and every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m. right here on KCTK Radio. Personality driven radio.
Hi guys, it's your old friend Paul from KCTK Radio, reminding you again to download the KCTK Radio app. You're listening and you're going, I don't need the app, but you do need the app. Here's why. It's free, okay? You already got Candy Crush, all kinds of jackleg apps on your phone.
It's free. It's free.
Yeah,
it's
just free. Get it for free. And then if you ever want to participate live sometime, you can put the notification on there. Also, you always can get the podcast on there as soon as they come out. So it's a fun thing to do. I'm asking you. I'm pleading with you. Please. You're going to have fun. I've noticed something about you. You need to relax a little bit. You know, you need to kind of chill out.
Get away from TikTok.
Yeah, get away from TikTok for a little bit and listen to the KCTK Radio app. It's free. It will get into your brain, and it will never leave you. So join us on the KCTK Radio app and have fun for once in your life. Do it. The KCTK podcast way.
I'm excited to tell you about Bronco Blue Cheese Dressing. Blue cheese dressing with a little kick. Bronco Blue is an artisan-made salad dressing dip created in small batches. It is like no other salad dressing you've ever had, and it's made right here in Kansas City. Bronco Blue Cheese Dressing is made by our favorite chef here in Kansas City, Stephanie Broncato. And Stephanie's been making this dressing since she was 10 years old. This is her secret recipe and one of the only ones she won't share with you because it's that good. Bronco Blue is a small batch artisan-made blue cheese dressing with only the finest ingredients with no preservatives. It is like no other blue cheese dressing you've ever had. And you, folks, should try a jar today. You won't regret it. And you can get it by the pint or half pint, your choice. Bronco Blue Cheese Dressing, the official dressing of KCTK Radio. Now, I want you to go right now to www.broncobluecheesedressing.com. Again, it's www.broncobluecheesedressing.com to place your order today. Get Bronco blue cheese dressing with a little kick, and tell them that Bo, the official Bronco of Bronco Blue Cheese Dressing, sent you.
Hey, Bill Dahl. I'm soliciting you to help me with this boogie.
Yeah?
What do you have in front of you? It's a book or something?
I have a book called...
You want to show the nice people?
Yep.
It's called Your Elected Officials.
Representatives.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. I was thinking of a different book I wrote. Your Elected Representatives, Tales About Humorous Politicians and Other Stories. Now...
You can say the author's name.
Paul Lavoda.
Okay.
That is a gift I gave you.
You did.
How much did it cost you?
It cost me nothing.
That's right.
But I see on the back here, it says... $230.
Whoa.
No. No. But that's a gift. And your listeners are going, why can't I have a gift?
Yeah. Today? Yeah. What gives?
Well, you can. If you go to Amazon right now and type in Your Elected Representatives in the book section, you can download a free Kindle version of this book.
No way.
Temporary. I mean, we're running out of time here. Okay. Got three more days for this free promotion.
Oh, man.
But be prepared to laugh. I don't know.
It's funny.
I always want people to think it's funny, but if I set it up that way, people think it's like, I don't know.
I'm excited.
It's not funny, but there's funny things about it.
Yeah, I guess it's not a comedy, but it is... A comedic take on your time in office. Yeah.
Have you ever read the book MASH?
No.
That the TV show was... I think it's a lot like... That's how I wrote it. There's stories, individual stories about what happened.
Yeah.
And there's funny ways of looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the stuff in that book, MASH, is not funny because they're in the war.
Yeah.
But they're... Here's another similarity, folks. You think... Surgeons are going to act more responsibly, and they don't if you read that book, MASH. You think your elected representatives are going to act more responsibly, and they aren't.
I'm seeing the parallel.
I don't think that, though.
Oh, you don't think they're going to act more responsibly? No. Yeah, I guess at this point, yeah.
Right.
So anyway, go to Amazon, download it for free. It's my gift to you. It was my birthday.
That's so kind.
It was my birthday on
Thank you for my
copy, Friday.
By the way.
I forgot to give it to you last week.
Yeah, thank you.
So I apologize.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
This afternoon, I'm going to go home and start reading it while I'm eating my lasagna.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a double.
I thought you'd take a nap.
I need to do that.
I bet that lasagna will kick you off into a lovely nap time.
I'm excited.
So welcome back. Brian, how are you over there?
I'm doing extremely well.
Good.
Yes.
Let's see how the texture's doing. He's got nothing.
Yeah.
So let's... go into our showbiz news.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
just
that.
Just so we can lighten up. We figured out the Chiefs and the Royals for centuries to come in our town. We figured out parking and public transportation. And we got every single thing right on our news quiz. And I say that because I know Boogie was... He probably doesn't even remember. He's so tired if we did it right. So,
sorry.
Pop culture, take it away, Chris.
Hey, thanks, Paul. Michael Keaton and Winona Ryder face off once again in Beetlejuice trailer. Get ready, everyone, because the ghost with the most is back in town. Warner Brothers Pictures released the first teaser trailer for the highly anticipated sequel, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, a follow-up to the 1988 Tim Burton classic starring Michael Keaton and Winona Ryder. Even in the brief minute-plus clip, much of the DNA that made the first movie so captivating can be seen and felt. From Harry Belafonte's Calypso classic, Day-O, the Banana Boat song, being heavily featured, along with the unmistakable and unsettling deep synth chords of Danny Elfman's soundtrack, to the locales, which include the red-covered bridge where Barbara and Adam Maitland, Gina Davis and Alec Baldwin, met their end in the enchanted model town stowed away in the attic of their house.
Man, Michael Keaton's got going on, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He reprises
Batman role and now Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
So he's blowing up this last 18 months.
He doesn't even have to try to get a new job anywhere. They just keep coming with the old
just keep right. doing his movies Next over thing again. You
know, he'll be redoing, what was it, Duplicity?
Yeah, Duplicity.
I was trying to think of that very joke. Good job.
It'd be Multiplicity.
Jack the Bear?
No, he wasn't Jack the Bear.
No, that was...
What was the one where he was...
Night Shift.
Night Shift, that'd be great to have that come back.
Yeah.
He was the mom because he got laid off.
Oh, Mr. Mom.
Mr. Mom. Okay.
220, 221, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Chris.
Yo, yeah.
Back to me. Gerard Carmichael calls Taylor Swift his best friend. She probably doesn't. Gerard Carmichael says Taylor Swift is his best friend now that she once invited him on her private jet to Kansas City Chiefs football game. The comic who stars in the new HBO original comedy docuseries, Gerard Carmichael Reality Show, told Jimmy Kimmel that Swift is smart, interesting, and now his closest pal. Kimmel flashed a picture of Carmichael talking with Swift in January while the two were at the NFL game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills. We won that one. It was the coldest game there ever has been. Taylor Swift's, wasn't it? No, wait. That
no,
wasn't
the,
it.
The Dolphins was the coldest. The Bills was cold, too.
Okay,
but, yeah.
But guess what? If you're relying on this to be true, you've got some real issues. Taylor Swift's my best friend, Carmichael repeated. Like, I'm not her best friend, but she's my best friend. Okay, your thoughts on Gerard Carmichael?
Yeah, I said Jane was at Jimmy Kimmel, and Gerard Carmichael was interviewed on Kimmel while Jane was there.
Did she say, "Hey, Kansas City, I'm from there"?
She did. She yelled that really loud, and then they escorted her out of the studio. Mm-hmm. So we actually watched his interview with Gerard Carmichael last night when I got home from your house.
Okay, yeah. So can you add anything to the story? Maybe the truth.
That'd be refreshing for the show.
Honestly, I did not know Gerard Carmichael before watching the interview.
Okay, so Gerard Carmichael, stand-up comedian, he had a show, I think it was called Carmichael, and it was very much like a Norman Lear type program.
Mm-hmm.
That three camera, one set, talking about kind of some issues of the day.
Uh-huh.
And he lived with this. David Alan Greer was his dad.
Yeah. Do you remember this?
I never saw the show. Here's what's funny. I tried to watch it. I didn't like it. For some reason, he just didn't click for me.
Mm-hmm.
First off, did you realize he was in Poor Things?
No. That's him. My gosh. He's with the bougie older lady.
Yeah, that's
him.
Oh,
wow, okay.
Secondly, I fell in love with him about a year ago. He had it's called a stand-up comic, but it was really just him on stage just kind of talking and sharing, and somehow he framed it with comedy, but he...
Did you like it?
I loved it.
Okay.
Did you watch it?
Well, because I liked the show, Carmichael, and then I heard he had this... And Bo Burnham was the producer, who is hilarious. Oh, yeah.
Of the stand-up?
Yeah. And I'm like, this is going to be great. I was really disappointed in it. I couldn't follow it for some reason.
I liked it because I felt like he was very raw. I felt it was very personable.
Yes.
In it. And I keep using quotes when I say stand-up because there were definitely funny moments in it, but he was extremely vulnerable about his personal life, and he came out on this.
Oh. So it was more of like stand-up. A one-man show?
It was more like, definitely more like a one-man show.
Okay.
So that's when I started to really like him and appreciate him. Now that I am where I am with him, I really liked him in Poor Things.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's very, very intellectual with his comedy. Now I kind of want to go back and watch the Carmichael show and see if it clicks.
And also, he's... Sounds like he's innovative.
Yeah.
I mean, even this new show that comes up, I'm going to have to check it out. Maybe I won't like it, but
he was talking about the show, and it looks interesting. I'm not sure I followed completely, but it's him with his, or at least part of it is him with his parents who are not quite accepting of him being gay.
Oh, really?
And so it's him trying to talk to his parents. They showed a little clip that was just so awkward of him and his dad in a truck. And he's trying to talk to his dad about something, and his dad's just...
Wow.
Now, I'm sorry, is this really his...
This is really his show. This is
more
show.
Like a docu-series, I guess?
Docu-series, yep.
Okay, so it's his real life. It's not real life. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to have to check it out. Yeah. I have the Max.
But anyway, I found him incredibly engaging, endearing, like fun in the interview with Kimmel, and I'm like... This guy is just likable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to check that out. That's cool. Back to you, Chris.
Oh, hey, thanks, Paul. Timothy Chalamet transforms into Bob Dylan after multiple delays in production. The new Bob Dylan biopic has started filming, which means a first look at actor Timothy Chalamet as the legendary folk singer. Costumed in an army green jacket and newsboy cap, Chalamet was pictured filming A Complete Unknown, a movie chronicling the singer-songwriter's career beginnings in New York this weekend, setting off a stream of both excitement and jokes among fans.
Yeah, I think I said last week that he's a person that...
Yeah, you were like not
But I got to check out this Bob Dylan thing.
I like him.
So Timothy
Charlemagne and Bob Dylan are really beloved. They're just two I just never got into. So maybe I need to check out this thing.
You were the same way with Dylan?
Yeah.
I'm the same way. I'm like, I never got it.
Yeah.
I never got his shtick.
Yeah. I never did either. And then I ended up just feeling so sorry for him when I watched The Greatest Night in Pop.
Yeah, me too.
Like, he is just like, he's about to melt down.
And he's like, hey, Ray Charles, can you teach me how to be me?
No, Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder. Yeah. Stevie, I need you to show me how to be me.
And he was just like, I need Stevie. Can you get Stevie, please? His little wubby. Oh, Paul.
Thanks, Chris. Pete Davidson explains why he's done with Butkus.
Oh.
Despite being renewed for the second season, Butkus will not return to Peacock. The semi-autobiographical comedy from former Saturday Night Live cast member Pete Davidson is coming to an end. He confirmed a statement to Variety. I've always seen Butkus as a window into my life since it is so personal about my struggles and family, Davidson said. After nearly a decade of my personal life being in the media, I wanted a chance to tell my story my way. Of all the work I've done, Butkus is by far what I'm most proud of. Davidson also expressed his gratitude to Lorne Michaels, Broadway Video, Peacock, Universal Television, and the amazing cast and writers. Did you guys see this series?
I've never seen it.
I did.
What platform is it on?
Peacock. It's really good. Joe Pesci's his grandfather. Edie Falco's his mother. It is really... I've never really been a big Pete Davidson fan, but it was really good, and I was looking forward to the second season, but I guess Pete's moved on.
Is it a half-hour show or an hour-long show? Okay, half-hour. I'm
maybe
good.
I can do a half-hour.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to check it out.
So there you go. There's the showbiz news, folks.
Man, boy, we tore that up.
Yeah. So just real quick, before we leave, we talked about Carmichael being in Poor Things.
Yeah.
We kind of talked about Poor Things last week.
Yeah.
I finally finished it.
Yeah.
And we were talking about last week because Emma Stone won the Oscar, which was unexpected by most.
Yes. Right? So now that I finished it. Uh-huh. I still don't see why she won the Oscar. And I'm not trying to be a jerk. I mean, it was a great performance. It was a quirky, great little movie. But, like, what about her performance was Oscar worthy? Now, again, in all fairness, I still haven't seen Murderers of the Flower Moon. What is it called?
Oh, Killers of the Flower Moon.
I still haven't seen that. Regardless of who her competition would have been, I still don't see this as an Oscar. I saw... Ruffalo's performance is more of an, and I'm not even being funny, as an Oscar performance.
He was great
than hers.
In it. Yeah, he was great in it.
And I'm not taking anything away from her. She did amazing. I just don't see it as an Oscar worthy performance.
Well, I think pre-show you said something about you think she got the Oscar because it was so fearless. What it was, you know,
that's the other part of it. It was very, my goodness, you Boy, do you get to see you get to see all of Emma Stone.
Yeah,
so multiple times. Like a third of the movie is Emma Stone just doing it.
Yeah. So my my daughter wants me to watch this movie. She says it's really good, and then my wife hasn't seen it. Should I sit there with my daughter and my wife and watch it?
Definitely not your
not your daughter.
Definitely not your daughter. It might be kind of cool to sit there and watch it with your wife.
Yeah.
You may not make it through.
Yeah. That could be fun.
But Chris, and again, I'm not trying to give it away too much for anybody that hasn't. But what to you, what was the movie about? Not the plot. I know what the plot was, but what was the movie about? What was the message?
To me, the message of the movie was, what would a woman do if she wasn't conditioned by society about what her role is and what she's supposed to do? It was like pure id, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
That is exactly what I was thinking. Same thing. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So we're jiving.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all good insight. You guys always have good insight, but you know who really has good insight in entertainment stuff is the texter. Brian, really you're quiet over there. Do you have anything to say?
No.
No, wait.
I don't.
Okay. Michael, the texter tells us that Michael Keaton is an American actor. Oh. That is true.
Yeah, he always seemed Canadian to me.
His real name is Michael Douglas. Did you guys know that?
I didn't know that.
But he can't do that because there's another guy named Michael Douglas.
Oh, wow.
Great question and timely. Dear Past Week Next Time, is there a specific date for the Kentucky Derby watch party? Yes, there is. Jimmy Kimmel hosted the Oscars having said that. A friend of mine won a Tony Award. That's pretty cool.
This is an interesting lead-in.
I thought maybe a texter would say that Jimmy Kimmel, he got drunk with Jimmy Kimmel one time.
Yeah.
Are you going to watch Stupid Pet Tricks with Sarah Silverman?
Probably not.
I don't think I will either.
Yeah, I love Sarah Silverman.
I love Sarah Silverman.
Yeah.
Are you going to watch the show?
I don't know. It depends on how she did. Did you guys see her like political show on, what was that on? I Love You America or something like that?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
It's Netflix, I think.
I really liked it.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I wish it would have came back.
Wow.
She had a lot of empathy while still making fun of people that were making bad.
Yeah, I didn't care for the
empathy. She did it really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shoot, maybe I should go watch that.
It's worth a watch.
I got to watch Bupkis and I Love You, America.
Have you ever heard of the comedian Bill Hicks? I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another tragic loss is cancer, which is sad.
Yeah.
Television is platform it is on. Okay.
Oh, okay. That's not good. Peacock, just television.
Sophie's Choice was an Oscar performance. That's true.
I believe it was. Meryl Streep, if I remember. Yeah.
The movie was about the things that we do and how those things happen to people who aren't and how all those things happen to people who aren't fuckers.
That'd be a great book.
Yeah. Well, we got you all set up for last week and kind of for next week with our talking about the stadium, but let's get you really prepared for the next week by looking at stories from last week. Is that how you said it?
Yes. The way we prepare you for next week is by making up fake punchline or no, real punchlines to real stories from last week.
And we call that headlines and predictions.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. We can't do it without you listening to us and without me finding this. Headlines and predictions.
Oh, hey, thank you, Paul. Former President Donald Trump is quickly approaching a deadline to secure a nearly $500 million bond to appeal his civil fraud case in New York. If the presumptive GOP presidential nominee is unable to find the money by Monday, New York Attorney General Letitia James may begin seizing some of Trump's assets to finance his obligation to the state. Filings show New York officials are first preparing to try to seize Trump's golf course and private estate north of Manhattan, north of Seven Springs. James says she's even gone as far as to consider seizing his Aquanet and his adult diapers. Paul?
Great. Stupid. Did you see the idiot? He tells the court she doesn't have the money.
Yeah.
Then he goes on Truth Social and says he does have the money.
Yeah.
Then I have to see on TikTok the Trumpers saying, he's going to have the money. He's really going to show you anti-Trump people. It's like, what? And then, of course, I Googled that, and it wasn't true.
God. Yeah. But so people still laugh it up.
Lies. Every single thing the guy says is a lie, and people believe him.
Yeah. They lap it up. Yeah.
It's crazy. It's like if I said I didn't drink anything in Las Vegas. I drank no alcohol. Yeah.
But they're all latched onto that deception teat, and they are lapping it up.
God, they love it. They love it so very much. Thanks, Chris. Congress released a massive $1.2 trillion bill to fund the rest of the federal government. However, it is not clear if lawmakers will be able to pass the legislation ahead of the deadline, raising concerns on the Capitol Hill. There could be a short-term lapse in government funding. Several critical government operations need to be funded at the end of the day, including the Department of Defense, Homeland Security, Labor, Health and Human Services, Education, State, and the legislative branches. Luckily, they passed the bill, so they can continue. But the punchline was this. If the government shuts down, Russia has offered to fund the continuation of the fake impeachment of President Biden hearings since they started the whole thing anyway.
Oh, nice. Ooh.
Chris?
Hey,
thanks. But don't worry. Russia still gets their way. The impeachment thing will continue.
So stupid. Thanks, Paul. Mexico is warning a federal U.S. court that if its judges permit a controversial Texas immigration law to take effect, the two nations would experience substantial tension that would have far-reaching consequences for U.S.-Mexico relations. Senate Bill 4, signed into law by Republican Governor Greg Abbott, makes entering Texas illegally a state crime and allows Texas officials to order immigrants to be deported. Unless, of course, an immigrant happens to be pregnant. In that case, they will be forced to stay in Texas and give birth so the resulting baby can be reminded throughout its life that it doesn't deserve any help from the government or love from Christians. Paul?
Oh, ouch.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
Christian nationals.
It's like you're proud and disappointed at the same time for that joke.
Both of them. Yes.
Okay.
You're proud of it because it's accurate, and then you're disappointed because it's
accurate. Because it's accurate. Yeah.
Thanks, Chris. Ukraine's capital came under heavy missile attack for the first time in 6 weeks, just hours after a visit to the city by U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. More than 25,000 people took shelter in city's metro stations while the attack was going on. Officials say Russia fired 2 ballistic missiles and 29 cruise missiles at the Kyiv region, all of which, they said, have been shot down. Authorities say about a dozen people were injured from falling debris, but there were no reports of any fatalities. Full-time tweeter and gimp for Putin, Tucker Carlson, reported it was actually freedom firecrackers, and the Ukrainians should be happy with the pretty lights.
Oh, man.
Chris?
Hey, thanks, Paul. The California Highway Patrol says there were brief traffic delays after a pickup truck spilled hundreds of rolls of toilet paper onto the highway. The boxes of toilet paper fell from the back of the Ford F-350 on Interstate 5 in Santa Clara about 12:20 p.m. Monday. Footage shows traffic backed up as police throw rolls of toilet paper over the cement barrier separating the roadway from a construction site. Said one officer, "This is somewhat reminiscent, although not as impactful, as that time a semi lost hundreds of bidets on the PCH in 22. Paul.
Thanks, Chris.
That one was straight disappointment.
Yeah, that was straight disappointment.
And finally, another mysterious silver monolith has been found on the Welch hillside.
Oh.
Richard Haynes was out for a run on Hay Bluff when he came across a 10-foot-tall metal monolith. He described it as triangular, definitely stainless steel. It was hollow and light enough for 2 people to carry it up and plant it in the ground. The column is similar to one discovered in Utah desert in 2020. That was followed by more discoveries in California, Texas, Florida, Wisconsin, and Romania.
Hmm.
An anonymous art collective called the most famous artists later took credit for several of the U.S.-based monoliths. No one has claimed responsibility for the current structure. But an incoherent explanation about aliens and the flat Earth will be coming soon on TikTok.
Oh, it's already there. It's already there. You can guarantee it.
These are terrible TikTok people. The terrible things they said about Kate Middleton on why she was not around.
Oh, really?
She was having an affair with her girlfriend. She was mad at her husband for having an affair with his boyfriend.
Oh.
And just terrible stuff.
Boy, that's scandalous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
Poor girl had cancer.
Yeah. But again, I don't know if I can believe that even. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I get it, Chris.
I know. It's Chris, hard.
You have a week coming up.
I do.
A lot of people have been wondering, what's going on with Chris next week?
Yeah, regular week, not traveling for work, so just going to be working from home. I'm going to go to dinner with Molly one night this week. Kind of looking forward to that. They had a gig at KC Fashion Week over the weekend with a bunch of professional soccer players and then got on the field taking photos at the Comets game last night. Ooh. So kind of excited to see that stuff. And then...
Can I ask a question? I'm going to interrupt you.
Yeah.
This is the real reason we have Brian here today. The Comets.
Mm-hmm.
Indoor soccer. Brian, are they real soccer?
No.
Okay.
I love the insight we get when Brian's here.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, Boogie is of going to improv Tuesday night. Do you know?
I don't know.
I had talked to Paul about it, and we were considering going.
I bet if she knows you guys are going, she'll probably be in. She had some. Well, you weren't here, and she had something going on this Tuesday anyway. Previous roller Tuesday. Yeah.
So,
it was either roller derby or pilot's class.
Either one of which she could go pro in
if she decides to. Yeah. So, yeah, no, but I'll ask her. And I might come just to see if I can sit in the back and just watch. I just want to watch.
Now, keep in mind, I've done improv quite a bit. I went through all the classes at the Kansas City Improv.
Yes.
I don't know if I mentioned that or not.
It's come up
a few times.
Yeah, and I just want to make sure that I annoyed you some more by mentioning it again.
Awesome.
And so doing a drop-in class is kind of like,
it's not cool.
I think, how is everyone else going to feel?
Oh, if I'm just hanging out in the back.
No, when I show up, they're going to feel nervous.
Oh, right. Oh, my God, it's Mr. Lavoda.
Yeah. It's like we're doing, a little pickup basketball. And
Jordan walks in.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God, it's comedy legend Lavoda.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But you're planning on going, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Let's just do it. Let's say we're doing it. We're going Tuesday night. And let's go,
if we have time, we'll go to the Swordfish Charlies if they're not too protesting the
stadiums. That's all I got.
Boogie, you have a big week coming up, and people care about that. They want to know.
I don't have a big week. My life just sucks so much.
No, stop it.
I got nothing. I got nothing going on.
All right.
Well, maybe improv. Or maybe. No. Not maybe. Improv.
Yeah, you can show up there. You can sit at Swordfish Charlie's if you don't want to go with this.
Okay.
Brian, it's been a delight to have you here.
Thank you.
I feel bonded with you since I came to see you. What do you got going on next week?
Next week, I am traveling to New Mexico.
Oh.
To do a tour of the Breaking Bad series.
Oh. What? For real?
No, I'm making it up. No.
Oh.
God damn it, Brian.
I thought he was Breaking Bad himself.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I'm... I'm going to hear about improv on Tuesday, and Wednesday I'm going to go to work,
mm-hmm.
and then Thursday I will go to work.
Mm.
Okay,
and Friday I will go to work.
Okay. Shape it up to be a nice week.
Yeah. Now Friday is a good Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Do you guys have a lot of Easter plans?
Why do they call it Good Friday? It's when they kill them.
Oh, yeah.
It's really Bad Friday.
Oh, well, here we go. This is what I'm excited about. Abby gets to come home for Easter, and I have not seen her since I moved her in on December 28th or 29th.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I am excited. Huge. Yeah. So. Awesome.
So we'll take a break. No Easter show.
And thank you.
So you guys can spend time with your families, too, out there, because I know it's a burden to listen. But, the Good Friday thing. Today is Palm Sunday, and Palm we know that Jennifer is running, I guess, a religion today.
The palm fronds.
Running a religion.
Yeah, so that's good.
Palm fronds.
So that's palm nice. Fronds. And hope everyone has a good week. I don't really have anything except a good week coming up.
Hey.
It's a holy week.
You know what? I like that that positive attitude. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll see what Easter brings.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Well.
So that's it. I mean, you guys got this. Oh, the texter. Sorry, we got checked within with him.
He logged out inadvertently.
Oh. Yeah, it sounds like the texter. Yeah.
He's a dick.
Yeah.
Good. Now that he's not here, we're an asshole.
That's so texter.
So we'll get you prepared with the next week, and we do that with a song. Unless you guys got something else to say.
I got nothing.
Okay.
Is the closing song by Janis Joplin?
No, why?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Okay, take it away, Chris.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Past Week, Next Week with Chris and Paul, starring Boogie and introducing the texter featuring Brian. Since you love the program, please rate and review the podcast on your favorite podcast distributor. We'd love to hear from you, and you can contact us at 913-735-0060 and join the Past Week, Next Week Facebook page. On behalf of Paul, I'm Chris saying goodbye.
And on behalf of Chris and everyone else, here is What a Fool Believes.
Oh, I love this song.
It's a great song.
I do too.
It's the Doobie Brothers. When I think of the Doobie Brothers, I think of this song.
Yeah. This is probably the first one I think of.
I don't really know any other ones, quite frankly.
You know what's funny? I always think of Yama Be There, even though that wasn't the Doobie Brothers. It was him and James Ingram.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I love that song, though.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at him. That guy had pirate sleeves.
He did.
Yes. Look at that girl, man. I wish I had arms like her.
What?
That means stupid. How come the one guy's just sitting in a barber chair there playing his bass? Or maybe he's going to get a shoe shine.
Yeah, maybe he's next.
Do you guys know what he's saying here?
Yes. I do.
What is it?
I have no idea what those lyrics are.
It's a song about a guy who thinks that he had more with somebody than he did.
So he thought they were more in love than they were. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because look at him.
What is he sitting on?
Because what a fool believes.
He's on the chaise lounge.
It sees. He sees. Oh. What a fool believes, he sees.
The wise man has the power.
Power to. To reason. Look at that idiot.
Wasn't he in the Muppet Band? Oh, man.
That guy's got hair like Jan from the Brady Bunch.
Totally.
He also doesn't have to wear a shirt because his hair's so long. It's pretty cool.
He's like a mermaid. Look at Michael McDonald's hair. That just pisses me off.
Why?
There is so
Why
much.
Are you offended by his hair?
Look how much there is. That's ridiculous. No man should be responsible for that much hair.
Is that one guy disabled? Is that why he's in a wheelchair?
Then I'd feel really bad. Oh God, if that's was Greg Abbott and the Doobie Brothers.
Look at him. He's too
casual.
He's
just chilling, dude. He's got his little foot plate. And
yeah.
Just,
wearing his wife's boots. The pirates. Arr. Arr. He's got a Scottish hat on.
Arr, what a fool believes.
Oh, man.
Is it the wise man or white man?
I hope it's the wise man.
It is. Look at that guy.
Dude, like,
he totally was in the Muppet Band.
He looks like he was a call-in at the last minute, and he really doesn't want to be there.
Yeah.
But he's just so good, he's like, fuck it, I'll go up here and shred it with these guys.
And you know he was high AF when he got the
call.
Oh,
yeah.
This has been a KCTK production, produced by Paul Lavoda. If you want more information about this content, then you have some real weirdness going on, you can always check out KCTK Radio on Facebook. Listen to live programs at kctkradio.com. Yes, and that is on the World Wide Web. Thank you.